It's got one of the most recognizable theme songs on TV.
Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, bad boys.
But the long-running unscripted show Cops has been canceled after 32 seasons. The Paramount Network dropped the show amid widespread protests nationwide about policing. NPR TV critic Eric Deggans has details.
Since 1989, Cops has made riveting television from verite footage of arrests and emergency calls, filmed by riding along with police officers. They often capture scenes of cops interacting with clueless suspects like this.
Do you know your date of birth?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, 86. So how old are you?
I'm 32.
Okay. If you were born in 86, you'd be 30.
I'm 30? I could have sworn I turned
32. So just be honest with me.
The show's 33rd season was scheduled to debut Monday, but the Paramount Network pulled episodes of the show. The cable channel issued a terse statement Tuesday saying, quote, Cops is not on the Paramount Network, and we don't have any current or future plans for it to return. Cops is one of the first examples of unscripted so-called reality TV. It debuted before CBS's Survivor or MTV's The Real World. But the series ends as protests following George Floyd's killing by Minneapolis officers have motivated a fresh look at how shows like Cops boost the image of police. A podcast dissecting the series, called Running from Cops, alleged that some officers unfairly pressured suspects to allow the show to broadcast their arrest, and that some camera people were armed and overtly helped police. Host Dan Taberski says in one episode that before cell phone video, Cops was, quote, the dominant cultural depiction of how real policing works in America.
They figured out that if a TV show works with the police instead of against them, you get amazing footage and riveting television. And in turn, the police get portrayed the way they want to be portrayed.
A similar show called Live PD is one of the most watched shows on cable, and it has been pulled off the A&E channel. A spokesman for A&E says it is not likely to come back this week, and the channel is evaluating when it may return. Eric Deggans, NPR News.